Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The America of the 1950s and 1960s would be unrecognizable to my grandchildren. I was reminded of just how much times have changed when I was rummaging through a box of distant memories in my basement recently, tucked in a pile of old photos, test papers, grade cards, and other detritus from my youth, was a student handbook from Bowling Green State University, my alma mater. It was distributed at the beginning of the 1963-64 academic year, my junior year at BGSU. I'm not sure why I've kept it all these years. I'm a borderline hoarder, so there's that. As I leafed through the thing for the first time in decades, I was astounded by the rules and regulations that shaped my college experience, standards that would seem draconian and unenforceable today. Half a page is devoted to the consumption of alcoholic beverages. Consume beer, wine, or liquor on campus, and you're out of here, the handbook advises. In fact, just bringing any alcohol on campus was enough to earn suspension from the university. Even consuming alcohol off campus was considered grounds for suspension if an imbibing student's conduct was considered detrimental to the school. Smoking was a different matter in 1963. It was permitted in dormitories. If I inhaled my roommate's secondary smoke, that was not deemed the health hazard we know it to be today. But if he drank a beer near me, he'd be gone, even though he was not endangering me or anyone else. I'm not picking on Bowling Green here. I'm sure most colleges enforced similar restrictions in the 1960s. A good chunk of the handbook set forth the do's and don'ts of social events, including the mandatory use of chaperones. The university added a special requirement that may have been intended to discourage the excesses of young love. Two chaperone couples were required on hayrides. Now, I don't recall hayrides being a big deal when I was a student, but I didn't get out much. I hope the chaperones behaved themselves. Speaking of public displays of affection, those were frowned upon but frequently ignored. When it was time for female students to be back in their dorm rooms, 11 o'clock on weeknights and 1 in the morning on weekends, they and their dates would congregate near the entrance for a goodnight kiss. Don't ask me how I know. Women were not allowed to visit the living quarters of men without a designated university chaperone present. No social events at all could be held on Sundays, with one exception, teas. While it is possible to look at the standards that govern student behavior in that era and wonder how we survived them, I look at it differently. From the distance of 6 decades, I understand the comfort that the university's strict oversight provided parents whose kids were leaving home for the first time. I remember the anxieties my wife and I felt when our own kids went off to college. Were they ready? Would they do the right things? Well, they were, and they did. Freedom to make my own decisions was a new responsibility for me as a Bowling Green freshman. In hindsight, I'm grateful that BGSU clarified the rules of engagement for me.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.